From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Riley Beggin. Missourians are slated to vote on changing the state constitution to pave the way for a photo identification requirement to vote. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more on how Amendment 6 could affect voters.
This ballot issue says the Missouri General Assembly may pass a photo ID statute. Legislators did just that earlier this year, so if voters approve Amendment 6, that statute will go into effect in 2017. Proponents of the photo ID requirement say it will stamp out fraud at the ballot box. But Democrats say it's a solution in search of a problem, adding that there aren't widespread examples of voter impersonation fraud. Photo ID opponents are spending some money to defeat Amendment 6, but the measure's fate could be tied to which political party can turn out its voters more effectively. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Columbia police violated state and federal laws when an officer video recorded a phone conversation between Monito County Prosecuting Attorney Shane Haley and his lawyer, according to a court filing. The officer recorded the conversation after Haley was arrested in October 2014 when he backed his pickup truck into Addison's restaurant in Columbia, injuring four people. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Haley's attorney, Shane Farrow, wrote in a court filing that the officer broke laws against wiretapping phones without consent or without a warrant. Farrow is seeking to have five felonies against Haley dismissed. Republicans hold commanding majorities in the Missouri House. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the GOP is facing a stiff challenge from Democrats to maintain their big numbers.
Democrats are bullish about picking off Republican-held seats in suburban St. Louis and Kansas City. Those are parts of the state where Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump may not do that well. But Republicans like House Speaker Todd Richardson contend that GOP state legislative candidates can withstand a tough environment. He points to decent GOP performances in bad Republican years, like 2008 and 2012.
The more we have our candidates and their message uniquely out in front of the voters, it becomes less about what's happening in the national currents and more about what our candidates are doing on the ground and the way their message resonates with the voters in their districts.
Republicans also have more money to spend on defending and possibly gaining House seats. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
As he prepares to leave office, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is reflecting on his 8 years as the state's chief executive. During an episode of St. Louis Public Radio's Politically Speaking podcast, Nixon pointed to balancing the state budget and preserving Missouri's auto manufacturing plans as his key accomplishments. The governor says one of his big disappointments is not getting the GOP-controlled legislature to expand the state's Medicaid program.
The fact that this legislature has decided that Missourians should pay taxes, we should send them to Washington, D.C., and then we should let Washington, D.C. spend those money for health care in other states, I think is bad policy, and I think the politics got in the way.
Nixon is slated to leave office next January. I'm Riley Beggin, KBIA News, Columbia.